Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to REN's first quarter 2011 results conference call on today, the 10th of May 2011. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I'll now hand the conference over to your host, Ms. Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. For some of you, it's early in the morning, so we appreciate the effort. We're here as we work to discuss the first quarter results and any other questions you may have on REN. I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, the CEO, and Bruno Salman, CFO, and I'm going to hand over to Rui so he can make a brief presentation, and then we'll go on to questions. Thanks.
Okay. Good morning. I'll just make a brief summary of the main highlights of the first quarter results of REN. And first of all, the net income was, as stated yesterday, 34.4 million euros. There are no non-recurrent items this time, and so it coincides with the recurrent net income, which grows by around 10%, more precisely 9.9, versus the first quarter of last year. The EBITDA amounts to 115.5 million euros, and it grows by 10.5%. The capex was around 60 million euros, 14% above the figure of the first quarter of last year. The regulatory asset base it was 3.0 billion euros in the end of the quarter, and it increased by around 190 million euros, or 6.7% versus the same period of last year. And that was slightly below the level of last year due to some recovery of tariff deviation that took place during 2010. The remuneration of RAB increased by around 13%, and in euros it was the remuneration crowd during the quarter was increased by 3.9 million euros against the same quarter of last year. And this increase, if we make the breakdown of these 3.9 million euros, we see that 2.5 is due to the increase in the regulatory base, the quantitative increase. Around 0.6 million euros are due to the change of the asset mix, given that more recent power sector assets are increasing their weight in the overall mix. So the weighted average rate of return is increasing due to this change of the mix of assets. And finally, the indexation of the power assets in electricity amount accounts for around 0.7 million euros. And these three figures sum up to the 3.9 million euros that I mentioned was the increase of the remuneration between the two quarters. One aspect that we underlined yesterday was the continuing decrease in OPEX costs, which so the efforts that we are making for the last 18 months are bearing their fruits. We are reducing both the external services and the personal costs. The personal costs are being reduced mostly through the containment or the reduction, actually, of the performance-related items, so the variable part of the remunerations is decreasing. Also, the management fees were actually zero last year, so also an important contribution to this reduction. And the core external services recorded a decrease of around 2% versus the same period of last year, in spite of the increase in the absolute size of the asset base. So the number of premises that are under management by REN is continually increasing, and but we managed to have a decrease in the core external services. The core external services this time, besides excluding the pass-through items as usual, also exclude the effect of the consolidation of the transportation companies of natural gas, which are now consolidated according to the integral approach, which means that everything is consolidated in the during the consolidation process, whereas formerly it was the partial consolidation. And so items of cost and of revenues were recorded, and partially they netted out, but everything was recorded. Now we make the full consolidation, meaning that external services show a marked decrease during the quarter due to this accounting change. So if we take account, if we correct the figures in the first quarter of 2010, making them directly comparable with the first quarter of this year, and take out all the pass-through items, external services decrease overall by 2.2%, which combined with the 10.2% decrease in the personnel costs gives us a 5.6% decrease in core OPEX, which is basically the KPI that we are using internally to control the reduction of our overall costs. So these were the aspects that yesterday we highlighted. We are pleased with this result. The management team has been making an effort to contain, to reduce operational costs and contain financial costs as far as possible, given the difficult situation of the Portuguese finances. And we believe this is more or less according to our expectations, the revenues of the quarter, and we are pleased that we are achieving the cost reductions that we had planned to do. I just want to draw your attention to the fact that we are comparing in net income, we are comparing a period of 2011 where the corporate rate was 29% against the period in 2010, where the corporate rate was still 26.5%. So the 10% increase in recurrent net costs are achieved in spite of this aggravation of the corporate rate tax. Otherwise, the increase would be around 24% in recurrent terms, given that the aggravation of the rate took place in the 1st of July of 2010, although it produced its effects from the 1st of January, we didn't specialize this new tax rate in the first quarter, so we are actually comparing, even in recurrent terms, something that has different corporate tax rates included. So I guess this is what I wanted to say, to sum up the results of the first quarter, but I would leave you now the floor to the questions that you may want to make either to João or to myself, and we are ready to try and answer to your questions.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they're received, and there'll be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you, and the first question comes from Carolina Dores from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning. In terms of talking a little bit about the agreement between the IMF, the ECB, and Portugal, it includes the full privatization of REN. Have you had conversations with the government to find out how they would like to structure the sale of their shares? And second thing, when you send us a release saying that the agreement also talked about the revision of the gas regulations. Also, same question: have you talked to the government or with the regulator if this is something that they actually have in mind? How much do you think that the returns can go? Because the regulation of Portugal and Spain is slightly different, and not necessarily the regulation in Spain is better than in Portugal in some aspects. Thank you.
Could you please repeat the first part of your question, because the sound was not
sure. Clearly. It, sure, sorry. It is on the privatization of 100% of the stake of Portugal. If you had talks with the government and how they want to structure the sale, if you could give any disclosure on that.
Okay, so concerning the privatization, we have talked about the privatization with the current government and also with the main opposition party for the last months. And we knew that the privatization of REN was, so to say, in the pole position of the pipeline of privatizations to be carried out by the Portuguese government, either the current government or the next one. Of course, this transaction will be carried out by the next government, not the current one. But we didn't know that they were prepared to privatize 100% of the company. So this was something new for us. It's welcomed by the management of the company, given that we believe that 100% makes a very significant difference versus something like 15% or even 10% of remaining stake of the state. The fact that the company will be fully privatized makes a qualitative difference that, in our judgment, is very, very important for the future activity of REN, and I think it's a good news for the current and for the prospective shareholders of the company. As for the structure of the transaction, we don't have yet any conversation with the parties that may leave the next government, although. With the previous government, we know that they intended to make basically this transaction a sale to professional investors, to institutional investors, although they talked about having a small tranche reserved for retail shareholders. But frankly, I didn't talk in this detail with recently in the last couple of weeks, so I don't have any update on this. On natural gas regulation, it is true that it's a topic that we have talked, the management of REN has been talking about this both with both parties, both main parties in Portugal, so both the existing government and the main opposition party are aware that the natural gas regulation is the main issue to be solved before the privatization. And although I don't have any formal commitment, I am confident that they are very much aware that this is an issue to be tackled before the transaction. And you may have noticed that in the memorandum signed between the Portuguese government and the three institutions, And there is the sentence on regulatory convergence in natural gas, which, as you may imagine, is not by chance. It's not there by chance. It's something that reflects this awareness of the issue. I also have made the point that concerning electricity, it's important that the transaction takes place after the clarification of the next regulatory period for electricity. Otherwise, the transaction would take place surrounded by an important element of uncertainty that I think is not advisable at this stage. So, in my view, and I have conveyed this opinion to both parties, the transaction should take place in the last quarter. More precisely, after October 15th, which is the date where the regulator discloses its proposal for the next 3 years in electricity. So these are the two main constraints for the setting of the date of the privatization, and I am confident that they will be solved in the best interests of the success of this transaction. So I hope to have answered to your two questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, if any participants would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. And as a final reminder, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. We do not appear to have any further questions. Please continue with any points you wish to raise. I'm very sorry, we have a question from Monica Girardi from Barclays Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi, good morning everyone. Just a really quick question on gas investments. I understand you want to remodulate a little bit your CapEx going forward to maximize your returns. I was wondering if you can give us a little bit an idea of when you will have effectively a slowdown in gas investments, provided the regulation is not changed.
Okay, so as far as natural gas investments are concerned, we stick to what I said a couple of months ago, which is we have suspended all new projects, except, of course, small investments that are directly related to existing infrastructure, so that there would be some prejudice to the company if we suspended them. But otherwise, it's we have suspended this, and this is start showing in the execution of our investments in the natural gas area. On the electricity side, there is a suspension of the investment concerning the electrification of the axis where the high-speed train was supposed to be built, and so we have suspended the investments that were related to that particular project. As you know, as you may know, this project was suspended in practical terms, although the current government has not assumed its formal suspension, but in actual terms, the works are not there, and so we, as a precautionary measure, we have suspended this investment, which the overall investment in this axis, it's something close to 60 or 70 million euros from REN, and it's suspended. We are, of course, watching carefully the investments of wind farm promoters and hydro installations, so that we can adjust our own investments to any delay that may arise from that side. For the moment, the investments concerning the connections to wind farms have not displayed any significant change, because it's mostly related to wind farms that are already under construction, and so it has not yet showed in the volume of investments in our connections to this kind of project. Also, we are not delaying any of the investments that are related to interconnection with Spain, and we are carrying out an important investment in the southern part of the country, and it's in the final stages. It has important amounts this year, and that, of course, is not affected by any of this. But to sum up, so we are, as far as natural gas, we are awaiting the response from the regulator to our formal request to an extraordinary review, and we are confident that something may come up before the privatization. Until then, we will keep unchanged our decision that I announced a couple of months ago. As for electricity, if there is no further development concerning the high-speed train, we will keep this investment in standby. And we are prepared to, we are reviewing all the investments concerning the wind farms and the hydro projects to make sure that we are not moving too fast versus the investments of the promoters. So we are watching carefully, but no change up to this moment on that side.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from BPI. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, hi. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. Just two brief questions. One on the privatization of other question. Do you think it is, even if you've seemed confident enough that the government will finish the revision of the gas remuneration before the privatization is carried out, do you think there is a likely scenario in which privatization is carried out without this review? And then on the OPEX performance, these good numbers that we've seen during the first half, the first quarter of the year, do you think this is something sustainable throughout the year? Thank you.
Concerning the possibility of a no review in the natural gas regulation, I don't think that would be imperative of the transaction taking place. I didn't say that I'm confident the government will change regulation. It's up to the regulator, not to the government. But I think that the regulator is analyzing our request, and I don't have any indication that it's the regulator is closed to analyzing the possibility of making this extraordinary revision that we have called for. So I'm confident, but I'm not sure, of course, that the revision will be made. If it will not be made, I don't think that is an absolute impediment to the transaction. Although I think that the conditions of the transaction would be different, but I think that's common knowledge. Concerning the CAPEX, when you ask if it is sustainable, we are planning to have a figure close to what we are planning to invest on this year, and I don't foresee a very strong change in the electricity part, given that the high-speed train-related investments were mostly in 2012-13, although there was already some down payments to be made to suppliers this year, but it's not very significant in the context of the investment. Concerning the natural gas part, the main project that was suspended was a compression station that was planned and that was related to the upgrade on the LNG terminal investment to ensure the full capacity of the pipelines to deal with the increased outflow from the terminal coming from the upgrade of the capacity of emission to the grid. But otherwise, that particular investment has some significance this year, but I don't think that the overall size of the investment will be dramatically changed this year, 2011. And concerning our access to funding, I think that it was, we are fully funded for this year and for most of next year. And so from that part, we don't expect a constraint to make a some dramatic revision of short-term projects. So sum up, I think, yes, it's sustainable, the level of investment. Actually, what we are, the average of the remaining three quarters is higher than the 60 million euros that we spent during the first quarter. And we intend to carry out our investment plan without major changes this year.
We do not appear to have any further questions. Please continue with any points you wish to raise.
Okay, so if there are no further questions, I would just take the opportunity to thank you all for the interest you show in REN. I think that this year will be particularly exciting for the stakeholders of REN, and first of all for the people that work in REN. The company is fully prepared to this challenge of moving into a fully privatized company. We are very optimistic on our capacity to further reduce the cost of the company and to take full advantage of all the incentives that now exist for a more efficient company. I believe that the fact that the transaction is now designed as a full privatization is very good news for everybody. It will make the company a more visible company, a more liquid company in the financial markets, and I believe that it will basically bring value to current and future stakeholders of REN. And so thank you all for your attention. And for my part, that's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes REN's first quarter 2011 results. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.